Saturday with Cullum O'Mungon on RTÉ Radio 1.
Hello again. Still with me are Fianna Fáil Minister of State Robert Troy, Mairead Farrell, Sinn Féin TD for Galway West, and Gary Gannon, Social Democrats TD for Dublin Central. Now, as we know, the Irish presidential campaign is underway, and it's a three-way race. Fine Gael's Heather Humphreys, Fianna Fáil's Jim Gavin, and the United Left independent Catherine Connolly, backed by Labour, the Social Democrats, Sinn Féin, and a number of independents. A sharp difference of opinion over why Senator Michael McDougall chose not to back Maria Steen's nomination is playing out in the papers today. But look, ultimately, there are now only three candidates. In full campaign mode, public appearances and voter engagements across the country this weekend, Catherine Connolly will address a Sinn Féin conference in DCU this afternoon. Heather Humphreys is campaigning in Cork. Jim Gavin is knocking on doors in West Dublin, and they'll all be hoping to inspire more interest than the 2018 race, which saw a fairly limp turnout of less than 43.9%, the lowest ever presidential election turnout in the history of the state. So with that in mind, and a month of polling ahead of us, I dropped over to Druidhnua, Newbridge, County Kildare, to ask the people on the street if they intend voting on October 24th. So the presidential election is coming up. Did you know it was coming up?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Yeah, I intend to vote, yeah.
And the number of candidates in the race?
It's not very democratic. It's not very giving other people an opportunity. I think the two main parties are keeping it, you know, confined to themselves. I don't agree with that.
And have you a firm idea at this stage? Is your mind absolutely
made up? Yeah, yeah. I know who I'm voting for. One, voting once, and that's it. Number one, that's all.
So the presidential election is coming up. Did you know it was coming up?
Yes, I did.
The number of candidates in the race?
Three.
Are you happy with that?
No, definitely not. I don't think they gave other people a chance. I think the government just wanted the people they wanted in for people to vote for. So personally, I'm not going to vote.
Nothing do you think will change your mind between now and the 24th of October?
Definitely nothing will change my mind. I've never missed a vote, but this time I'm just taking a stance.
Did you know the presidential election was coming up?
Yes.
And how many candidates are in it?
Oh gosh, I'm not sure. I just know the one that I'm voting for.
You have your mind firmly made up at this stage, do you?
Not 100%, but about 90%.
So there's three candidates now that the nominations have closed, but regardless of how many, you know who you're voting for.
Pretty much, yeah.
The presidential election is coming up. Did you know it was coming up?
I certainly did.
And will you be voting?
I will.
And do you know how many's in for the race?
Three.
And have you your mind made up at this stage?
Not really. Halfway there.
And yourself, did you know it was coming up?
I did.
And will you be voting?
I will.
Have you your mind made up at this stage? Any firm views without telling me who it is?
I thought I had, but now I'm not so sure.
And yourself?
Yes, yeah.
You'll be voting, will you?
Oh, definitely. Always vote.
Yeah, a firm opinion on who you'll be voting for?
Kind of undecided now. I'll be, you know, getting down, making a better decision in the coming week now or so. Yeah. I'm kind of undecided as to exactly who, but I'm going to put some thought into it now in the coming week.
Are you happy with the choice?
Not really. I would have preferred more, to be honest with you. I thought it was unfair that the councils or the others wouldn't have voted in some more. Nominated more, you know. I think three is just too little. A bit more excitement.
Presidential election is coming up. Will you be voting in it?
No.
And do you know how many candidates are in for it or who's in for it?
Yeah, I've seen them, but I don't know them. And I was only thinking about it this morning. We're asked to vote for people that are put in by the government for us to pick. It was very unfair.
So you won't be voting yourself?
No, there's no point. So they're put in by the government. These people should be naturally allowed to go in and go for president and show their thing to the people, not to the county councils or the government.
The presidential election coming up, did you know it was coming?
Yes.
The number of candidates?
Three.
Happy with three?
No.
You'd have liked a few more, would you?
I would, yeah. More choice.
Have you your mind made up? Will you be voting in it?
Oh, I will, yeah, and I have. So that's all I'm saying.
So the presidential election is coming up. Did you know it was coming up?
No, I did not.
Do you think you'll be voting in it?
Well, I'll be looking into it now and I will definitely be voting because I feel like every vote matters.
And there's three people running for it. Do you know who's running for the presidential election?
No, I don't, sorry. But I'm going to actually do a bit of research now because I do feel like, for me, I actually don't think the president does as much as maybe the Taoiseachs out there. So I was never really into the presidential, like, because I just don't think they did that much. I'm sorry, like, for Ireland, like, not that I was aware of, and you know what I mean? I'll have to look into the new people because hopefully they will make a bit of a change to this country, because right now I think it's falling apart.
Did you know the presidential election was coming up?
I am, yeah, very aware.
And the number of candidates in the race?
Off the top of my head, I can think of three.
That's it, yeah. And at this stage of the game, do you know if you'll be voting?
I'd definitely be voting, yes.
And have you your mind made up of your firm idea about the candidates you'll be backing at this stage?
100%, yeah, I've already picked.
Do you know if you're going to vote at all?
No, actually, I don't know who I'm going to vote for, because I don't know who's in the run, to be fair. I haven't really had much information passed through the, you know, channels, and I don't really know what's going on with it.
So will you vote, do you think?
No, definitely not.
And there's three candidates in the race. You don't know who they are?
Don't have a clue who any of them are.
All right, that was the view from Druidhnua, Conde Kildare, Newbridge there. Food for thought for the candidates and the parties backing them. And remember, the election is on Friday, October 24th. The deadline for postal voting arrangements is Monday, September 29th, if you want to get signed up for that, if you're entitled to it. And you have until October 7th to register to vote. You can go on checktheregister.ie for all the particulars on that.